Strutting Mutts, Bethany is moving on. And why doesn't anyone want the fish room? Real Housewives of New York After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz TV. Yes, loving this energy and that dance, Zach.
Yeah.
These are my moves. I am here for it. I am here for it.
My hump day moves. That's
just the best thing I've seen all day long. Hey, guys.
This episode was rough.
Hey, guys. I am Chelsea Stark-Jones, and I am joined by a special guest host tonight.
Hello. Hi.
Mr. Zach Peters joining us, joining me.
Yes, I'm excited to be back.
Yes, I've missed you.
I know. I've missed you guys, too. Leon picked a great week to skip out because this episode was struggling.
You know what? It says a lot when I thought this was the best episode of the season.
It's been a rough season.
This is how the season has been going.
Yeah.
It starts off on a real high note with Tinsley and Dale.
I can't with Tinsley. Like, I couldn't with her for the past couple of seasons. And now I'm just like, stop. Like, stop giving her mom airtime because her mom is not any more exciting.
Is this the first time Dale got a confessional?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just realized that.
I saw that. I was like, huh, Dale's really moving up in the ranks.
I mean, at this point.
You know, I will say, Tinsley is not. I think we've bonded over this. Is not one of my favorites, but she is a little bit better this season, just a little bit. Maybe it's the complexity of her relationship with Scott. She's not being all like roses and like peachy about it, so it's a little bit more interesting. But it's still like watching paint dry.
It is.
It's drying a little bit faster.
I will say, yeah, it is like watching paint dry. And last season, it was like paint drying, but it was also like hyper annoying.
Yeah.
Whereas this season, it's not as annoying.
She's coming a little bit closer down to earth, I think.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, I'll give her that. She made it like 2 inches closer to earth.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 inches is better than none.
Two inches makes a big difference sometimes.
Yes, especially with her. But we start the episode with her getting Botox because she has a grinding teeth issue. Mm-hmm. She says it started in Miami after that horrible mugshot. And it's continued on because of her relationship with Scott. What do we think? And the Botox, I guess, helps with the doctor explained.
Yeah, it helps with the muscles in your jaw so that they're not constantly clenching, so that the jaw muscles don't get bigger.
Okay.
So like if you remember, Bethany had like really big jaws,
okay,
like at the beginning of Real Housewives,
yeah,
and now it's kind of simmered down because she started getting Botox in it. So it kind of relaxes the muscles. It gives you a more defined and narrow jaw.
Look at you, our health expert.
I know, because I wanted to get it done.
What happened?
I just never did it.
Okay. Well,
but I mean, it's not off the table.
No, it's still there. All right. So she's doing that. What do we think of her saying that Scott, her relationship with Scott has been stressing her out?
I mean, her relationships with Scott stresses me out.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, he's not that into you.
No, he's not.
He's not. He pays for your bills. You're convenient. You know, you're McDonald's. You know, he gets to drive in and he gets to go through the drive-thru. He gets his McNuggets. It's a 20-piece. It's a great discount and he's solid.
Yeah.
You know, he's not that interested in her or else he would have put a ring on it. He would have made her move to Chicago. I don't care what her brand is. She doesn't have a brand. Her brand was discarded in Miami with her mugshot.
Yeah. We'll get to that later, but she's trying to reestablish her brand apparently with the whole Strut and Mutts charity thing.
Because she's like sad like a dog. Like, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. She's been in New York for 3 years now and she's just starting to reestablish herself in the scene. Like, you've been on the show. You need, like, you should have been doing that day one.
You should have had some renewal skincare.
Yeah.
You should have had a cocktail, a wine line by now. Like,
yes, I don't understand. I don't understand her. Whatsoever. But moving on, we get to Ramonia and Sonia on a walk. The two of them together just makes me smile.
I love the two of them together. They're very cute together.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't really talking about much, but it was really cute to see them together. They were joking around. Sonia has a really noisy apartment, so she has these headphones that, like, block out the noise. I did like this, and we were talking a little bit before we went live. I hope you don't mind me sharing.
Yeah.
You went speed dating.
I did.
And Ramona, you know, sharing her story about her blind date and how, you know, he speaks several languages. He's very worldly. And Sonia's knee-jerk reaction is, well, that must mean he's not attractive.
Yeah.
Is that how you felt, like, when you were talking to Sonia? Did you come to that same conclusion on your speed dating when you were
talking to him? I definitely agreed with Sonia when she's like, when you say, you know, he or she has a nice personality, it means I'm not going to you later.
Yeah.
So I did, yeah, I think Ramona was trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And, like, how she was presenting this guy, but he was just bad all around. Like, he wasn't even cute. He wasn't worldly as much as he thought that he was. Yeah. He was just like...
It's such a drag.
He was a drag, and it's like, okay, now I know why you don't have a wife. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't even wish that on Ramona right now.
I definitely agree with that. And what does Sonia say? It's like when you call, like, you say a girl's really, like, nice. It's just like, she's
nice,
not that...
personality.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't blame Ramona for wanting a little bit more spunk in the bedroom at this point in her life. Like, she doesn't need someone that's worldly.
She gave up so much. She was married for so long. Yeah. She, like, dedicated everything to her husband and to Avery that, like, yeah, now she deserves to have fun and live her life and go to clubs and get on that turtle time.
Yeah, she does. She definitely does. And you know what? I love Zach, and everyone's loving you in the chat. They are so happy to see you.
Oh,
Tabitha, hello.
Tabitha, hi, Tabitha.
Holly, hello. Love you. They want you on all Bravo things. Oh. I agree. You're fabulous.
Thank you. Well, plug, Lean and I are doing a new show here at AfterBuzz.
Uh-oh.
Called It's Bravo, Bitch, every Sunday at 7.
Oh.
So we're talking all things Bravo.
Love it. Oh, my gosh.
So
check it out, guys.
Sunday.
Yes, definitely. So we kind of move on to a sadder note. Bethany?
I thought we moved on from Tinsley.
there's sadder things going on. Bethany decides there's a man that's been pursuing her, and she wants to go on a date with him. She finds it flattering in this moment that she's grieving Dennis. But she, and I thought last week, I thought she'd maybe be moving too quickly into a relationship after Dennis's death. But I thought what she did was a smart thing in bringing a grieving counselor in to kind of, like, talk her through it to make sure she wasn't transferring those same the grieving emotions into another relationship.
That was smart. Is this she hasn't confirmed it, but is this Paul, the guy she's currently dating, that was pursuing her?
I think so.
I mean, I feel like if that's not a red flag, it's at least, like, a magenta flag.
Yeah.
That he's, like, pursuing her so hard right after she just, like, it's not like
when
she's
vulnerable.
Broke up or got divorced. Like, he died.
Yeah.
Like, he is no longer alive, and, like, she has to grieve that. So I think it's a little interesting timing, but I do know she just recently, because she's currently in her custody battle with Jason Hoppe, her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where she revealed that she was actually dating Paul, her current boyfriend, right before Dennis even proposed to her and then later passed in the summer. So she was kind of on and off dating at that time.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand, like, the timing is just a little murky.
The timing is weird, but then we also learned a lot. Like, these last couple episodes, we've been learning a lot about her relationship with Dennis. And even in this episode, we learned a lot, like, that she has been dating prior to, like, while Dennis was alive. She was dating other people. And she even said that she was thinking about ending the relationship a couple days before he committed suicide. So it's just, I mean, it's really rough to watch and to see, like, she's very guilty about it.
I mean, I appreciated the candor and how we really got to, I don't think people, and this is what makes Bethany such a great reality TV star and what made her so successful on television, is she's raw and she just kind of puts it all out there, whether it's ugly or whether it's pretty and funny, like, whatever it is, she just puts it out there. So I do have respect for her being so open. Some people may think it's a little too much or TMI. And, you know, it made them uncomfortable. But I think I appreciated her opening up about the loss of Dennis. And I thought it was smart of her to bring in a grief counselor to help her work through some of those emotions. Because, like he said, like, grief is so different for every single person that there is no right or wrong way to do it.
I agree.
And that's an important thing to show.
I definitely agree. And, you know, I also felt that it was very interesting to her place in Dennis's life when he died, like, talking about how the ex-wife was handling everything. Like, it kind of almost sounded like, I don't want to say this, but, like, almost like she was like the other woman, essentially, where she, like, didn't know where she fit in at the funeral with his family and the children, and like it sounds so difficult. And it's and I don't feel like the women are giving her enough credit for, or like supporting her enough for what she's going through at the moment. I feel like all the attention is shifted to Luann. And they're not really appreciate, like, taking the time to check in on Bethany.
I hear that, but I also don't think Bethany's the type of person that allows Seeks that. It. So even if they did try to, I think it would be instantly shut down as, I'm okay, true. I'm fine. And so, I mean, maybe prior to cameras coming up for the new season, maybe they did. And I know Ramona definitely wasn't. But, but yeah, I think Bethany's not necessarily the type of person that opens up to allowing people in to take care of her.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Yeah, but before we move on, I think you have something you want to share with everybody.
I do. I have a lot of things I want to share, but one of the most pressing at the moment is that we love when you guys watch our AfterBuzz TV shows, which is why you're going to want to subscribe. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, hit that subscribe button because you don't want to miss us. I may not be back next week, but Lena will be back here next week, and so will Chelsea, and you're not going to want to miss them on the Real Housewives of New York City After Show because, you guys, we love when you weigh in the comments. We love when you join in the live chat, and we love when you leave us good reviews on iTunes, so be sure to do all of those things. And then Chelsea, like she did a little while ago, we'll give you a little shout out next week. So go leave us a review on iTunes. If you're listening on iTunes right now, I'm talking just to you. Leave us a good review and subscribe. And just thank you guys for being part of the AfterBuzz TV family and making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, guys, we love it. You guys are very active in the chat. I'm loving it. I'm keeping track of everything that you're saying. But let's, you know, strut our mutts. At this event, you know, we talk a lot of bad things about Tinsley, but not even dogs can make her likable. Like, there was nothing that was, like, endearing or cute about this
one. You know, it's like on Tinder when you're like, oh, this guy's okay. I mean, he's like a 7, and then you see his dog, and you're like, okay, swipe right. You know, this, like, does not, like, dogs don't even do that for Tinsley.
I'm sorry, what did you say when Bambi came on the screen?
What did I say? Oh, that was an ugly dog. It was an ugly dog. Like, that was not...
I wrote down, not a looker.
Not a looker.
Not a looker.
That's a nice way to put it.
Not a looker. No. Dorinda, her dog passed away, so she was, you know, borrowing a dog that they were trying to have adopted. I mean, the event altogether was, like, a really nice and sweet event. What the cause is for is really cool.
It was
cool. Nice.
It was a great cause.
But, yeah, I mean, she has nothing to me. Even when she was emceeing the event, she's reading from note cards.
You know what it is she's not passionate about the cause, which I think is what made so many other women, when they talk about their charities on the show,
that's what
brought that other dimension to them and humanized them, is that they were passionate about the causes that they were doing. And this just felt like a, I'm not gonna wear fur and I'm gonna pose naked for Peter, like just like a publicity stunt.
Off the top of my head, you have, you know, Margaret. You have from New Jersey.
New Jersey,
you have LVP. Like, all these people that, like, are, very passionate. They don't need the note cards because they believe in it. Yeah. It just what she's saying is that it's trying to get her back into the world of the whole socialite New York City. Yeah, and you could tell that it's not genuine. But what I loved about it was that we got a Ramona catwalk runway flashback. Those eyes.
The eyes. They are just in your face. My contacts are going to pop out if I keep doing that.
The wobble kind of the head, the side pony,
She redeemed herself tonight. That it took her several seasons.
Was behind you dancing was the second best thing I've seen all night. Second best, which is saying a lot.
So good.
Yeah, it was great. But yeah, I mean, it was nice. And then Luann shows up. Dorinda and Luann kind of had a good, like, a nice rapport.
It was nice. Dorinda, I guess, didn't feel it, but I thought Luann, like, it's still, you know, we're still making baby steps.
Yeah, I feel like Dorinda wants it to just, like, jump forward be, like, great how things were type of a thing. And Luann, I mean, that's fair. Things take time after you've, you know.
I mean, I do think Luann is kind of holding on to this a little too long. Like, it wasn't that bad. Like, it's not, like, yes, she said some pretty nasty things to you, but, like, at some point, like, we just let it go and we move on. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just, like, hurting our own heart to hold on to that resentment.
And, I mean, she's definitely milking it, asking for a yoga instructor on Wednesday. Later on, asking for a masseuse. I mean, and Dorinda is so quick to say yes because she wants the relationship to be, like, good and where it was before, which is sad to see. Like, it's just like you're abusing this friendship and taking advantage of it.
Yeah, she's like, she's milking this so hard. It's like she's trying to take find an udder on an almond.
Yeah,
it's like it's not how you make almond milk, girl. Like, baby steps.
That's not how you make an almond. Yes, but you know, and then Barbara also seems to be stirring the pot between the two of them as well.
I hate Barbara.
I'm done. I'm glad we only got like a quick little cameo of her to this episode, but I think we're gonna be seeing a little bit more of her in the Berkshires. But yeah, I don't like her involvement in it at all.
She just comes in too aggressive, and mm-hmm. it's like, and I get it, like, she has history with the women, so she can come in aggressive, and that's something that we don't necessarily see because we don't understand those relationships or those dynamics,
but
it's just very, like, hard and aggressive, and it's just, like, too much.
And I think, too, it is that we don't know the dynamics. Like, it's okay for Bethany to interject because we get it, but mm-hmm. also Bethany seems to be a lot more neutral mm-hmm. than Barbara is, and, like, we want to see Luann and Dorinda get back to that place, and Barbara seems very, like, Team Luann.
Yeah.
So she's not really playing the peacemaker, it feels like. It feels like she's being divisive.
Exactly. Whereas Bethany, you can kind of tell she's leaning a little more towards, like, Luann's side of things, but she's still trying to be the mediator and say, this is your issue to work out. I'm not going to get in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Where Barbara is very much throwing herself in the middle of it and taking a side.
I can't. Strometz is over, and the women decide to go yachting with Ramona's friend, Deborah. What did Ramona say? She said, I would do anything to get on a yacht.
I mean, you gotta love Ramona.
I mean, I kind of would almost do it. Not anything. I would do some things for a yacht. Maybe. Oh, God. I hope my boyfriend doesn't watch this.
Take notes.
Yes. But Luann, okay, so I understand Luann's going through this whole sobriety thing. It's not insensitive of the woman to be drinking around her. What do you think about that? I saw a lot of, like, feedback on Twitter about people getting upset that they're drinking around Luann.
I mean, the thing is, like, it really comes down to that person and whether or not they vocalize that they're comfortable or uncomfortable around it.
Yeah.
I do think it is a little disrespectful, only because, you know, I mean, you're essentially waving it in front of them, and it mm-hmm. is a very hard thing. You know, it's not like somebody that has, like, food problems or an eating disorder where, like, you can't avoid the situation. Like, in this case, everyone can choose to, like, not drink out of respect for that one person. But if Luann, and she, it looks like she's said, like, I'm fine with you guys drinking, it's okay. So as long as she's kind of giving them that permission to, then I think you can't really hold the women accountable for that.
Yeah, that, and I also just think Luann knowing what her situation is, like, coming onto the show, you know, like, the producers want alcohol involved. Yeah. The women, like, it makes the show better. So, like, I think her signing up for another season, like, realizing, like, I'm putting myself in this situation. Like, she's self-aware enough to know.
I mean,
like,
and look, she does cabaret shows, which are late at night. There's a lot of alcohol involved. Yeah. So I think she's a little more comfortable being in that type of setting. And I think there's probably, you know, a refreshing piece to it where she knows, like, the cameras are on her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she's being held accountable, and she's not going to drink because, like, everything's being filmed and it'll be put into the season.
You're right. It is kind of something that's, like, she always has an eye on her. Always has an eye on her. But the ladies get a good laugh over the naked chef. And it kind of, you know, Bethany tells Ramona, you should do the same thing. You're dating. Do, like, the whole, like, Samantha sushi thing. And Ramona's, like, totally against it. I would have thought she would have been for it.
I would have thought she would have been for it, too. I mean, I think it really depends on, like, who's the naked. Like, if I know you, if I've, like, been in bed with you, then, like, I'll eat sushi off of you. But if it's some random stranger, then maybe not. Like, it really just depends on who it is.
I think that, like, sushi, I feel like there's sexier food to eat off of somebody.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Sushi's just, like, the thing that they made a thing.
Yeah, that was a very Samantha thing. But, like,
probably because it, like, sticks to you and it won't fall off.
That's true. That is true. I mean, I would, you know, lay there for sushi.
I would eat sushi. I would not. I would eat sushi off of somebody else. Okay. But I wouldn't lie. Like, to me, that is just, like,
I mean, Samantha was kind of sitting there. Smith kind of did.
Yeah,
leave her hanging for a while.
Painful. It's, like, just sit there and have people eat off of you. That's so degrading.
Sorry, guys. I'm getting over a cold. I can't laugh that hard. I mean, the girls have a good laugh. And I actually really enjoyed this whole little yacht. Dorinda was missing. But, like, it was nice to see them all kind of having a good laugh together. Ramona and Bethany were, like, sharing jokes with one another. Like, it was nice to kind of see them, like, in a good place. But then all the heat and all the attention turned to Tinsley.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily feel like they were grilling her. I just don't think she was, like, being super truthful. No. And, like, that's why it felt, like, somewhat of, like, an interrogation.
Yeah, and see, we saw, like, 2 minutes of this conversation. Yeah. And it felt like she was very much trying to, like, overcompensate and defend this relationship. Yeah. That just, she was, like, trying to sell them on it. And it even sounded like she was trying to sell herself on it. Yeah. When it's, like, we can tell you're not fully invested in this. Like, when he lives in a completely different city and he's paying all of your bills, and I'm sorry, that's not a relationship. That's a leverage.
It's a sugar daddy.
Yeah, it's you're a sugar daddy.
Baby. Well, you're not a baby anymore because she's 43 and they've been dating for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And her biological clock is ticking. I feel like, and I think I said this a little bit last week, that her whole, and maybe Scott got in her ear and was like, I really don't like how you portray our relationship on the show. Mm. But her whole tune has totally shifted from, you know, it's fine that we're not married. Like, I don't, like, it doesn't, like, I'm not going to give him a timeline. I'm not going to give him an ultimatum. I'm not going to do all these things. When just last year, it was like freezing my eggs, trying on wedding dresses. Mm. Like, it's kind of surprising to me how, like, quickly her, like, view has, like, shifted. Maybe she's embarrassed. Like, maybe she is trying to, like, play it down and dumb it down because she is embarrassed that they're not in that place. I don't know.
I completely agree with you. I think that she's embarrassed because she came out so hot out the gate with him. And, like, I think that was her. Mm-hmm. And she's just that type of girl. Yeah. And, like, look at, everybody has a different pace for their thing. You know, sometimes people are just that type where they are quick. I mean, and at her age, like, she doesn't want to wait around anymore. And nothing against her age, but she's ready for that on her own. Like, she's put that timeline on herself and she wants that. And I feel like if you want that, then, like, you shouldn't be embarrassed about it. Whereas now we kind of see her feeling like a fool and kind of, like, being like, no, it's okay. We'll get married when we do.
Yeah.
And it's like she couldn't even answer a basic question of, like, do you love him and do you think you can spend the rest of your life with him?
Yeah, it was very, like, and God, that one was the one to me where it's like, I don't know. Like, you should know. Like, I'm with someone that I want to spend the rest of my life with. Like, and you know that. You should know that 2 years in, for sure. But, like, yeah, especially at your age, like, you're 43, like, and not age-shaming, but, like, she wants things in life, and as a woman, that biological clock is ticking, and so she needs to kind of, I don't know.
And just the proximity. Like, that is just the fact that they live in two completely different cities, and neither one of them wants to budge or, like, wants to be around the other more often.
I understand her saying that she won't leave New York without a ring. I get that. But at the same time, I honestly, and you were joking about it earlier in the show, I don't understand what brand and what connection she has to New York City that is, like, keeping her there. Like, I don't, like, she could do literally everything she's doing in Chicago that she's doing in New York. Like, I don't know what is, and I, like, I'm sure it's only, like, an hour and a half, 2 hour flight. Like, if there's work in New York, she can make it work.
You can make it work. The thing is, I don't think he wants her to live there.
Yeah.
Or else she would have been there.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't need housewives.
No.
He's paying for everything. She doesn't need the page. Like, she's not, you can tell the housewives that come on the show and, like, build businesses and build genuine brands. And, like, they're trying to make something for themselves outside of housewives. Mm-hmm. She's just doing this to pass the time.
Yeah.
You know, she did a little dog show because, like, she saw Sonia and other housewives do charity stuff
so
in the past.
So she thought it was cute to do it, too. I definitely agree. Really quickly, before we move on from Tinsley, the ladies kind of suggest doing an ultimatum. And you guys answer this in the chat for us, too. Do you think ultimatums work in relationships?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they do. And I think in this case, when a timeline is very important to you, and again, I think we've both been very mindful of, like, not trying to age shame her, but she has put a timeline on herself and she's saying, I'm getting older. Mm-hmm. I want to get married soon. I want to have kids soon. So it's like, okay, soon to me is the next 2-3 years max.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In my head, that's what soon means to me when you're talking about getting serious in a relationship. And so I think, you know, if that's what she really wants, then she needs to kind of put that pressure on him. But I think the fear is that if she puts the pressure on him, he's going to take everything away and he'll leave her.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of the reality that you need to place yourself in. It's like, is this relationship really worth having if we're not going to move forward? And if he's not okay with, like, we need to be married and start having a family in a year and a half or whatever, then he's not the person for you. And then you should be okay with, like, knowing that. And I think Bethany said it best, like, you need to know your value and what you add to someone.
That's the thing. I think, one, she needs to be... like, she needs to know where he's at, because, like, what happens if she waits 3 years and then he's like, no, I'm not that into you. And then she just wasted the last 5 years of her life in this relationship with this person. And then the other thing, to Bethany's comment about her value, I don't think she sees her value. And that's why she's with a guy like Scott that cannot respect her as a person. Yep. She's a gorgeous woman, and she does not see that.
Yeah.
You know, and you can tell she doesn't see that, and you can tell she's very insecure. And that's why, I mean, and look, if I'm being real, then, like, I think she can do way better than Scott.
I agree. In the chat, we got Jackie Galaxy saying, ultimatums are a form of communication. Tabitha Roadhouse, however, says, I don't feel like an ultimatum is best for a relationship. I guess I would feel good personally having to give one to someone I'm in a relationship with one. I'm not sure. Ronnie, our boy. Ronnie, hi.
Hi, Ronnie.
Ultimatums are tough, but you could throw out red flags to your partner. I'm kind of for ultimatums, but I think it definitely depends on what the ultimatum is. You have to kind of pick your battles with it.
It depends on what it is. It depends on what your timeline is. And, like, is this realistic? Like, if you're 23 and you're saying, I need to be married in the next year, that's not really realistic. Yeah. But if you're 43 and you're saying, like, I'm worried about having kids soon, then yeah, that's something where time is a little more sensitive.
Totally fair. Yeah. And lastly, I agree. People on Twitter were kind of bashing the women, but I agree with Ronnie here. He said, you know, I think the ladies talking to her was actually valuable, as she needs to look and assess if Scott is actually the one. I agree with that. I thought they were being really genuine.
Yeah, they were.
And
they're
really
not,
kind.
It's not like she's 25 and she's chatting with a bunch of other 25-year-old girlfriends that haven't been there.
Yeah.
These are all women that have been through all of it. They've lost their husbands. They've been divorced. Mm-hmm. They've dated again. Like, they've been through it. Like, take this as wisdom and not as these girls grilling you.
Yeah, and it came from a real, like, I felt like it was a very nice
genuine place.
But anyways, we're in the Berserkshires, and Dorinda is making it spooky. She has the clown, she has the ghost, she has the blood and the gore and everything to make Halloween. She's definitely decked it all out to the nines, and the women love the decorations. And I loved Ramona referencing Bethany crying, looking similar to a clown, and the flashback of that.
That was funny.
Amazing. And of course, room assignments are always an issue with these girls. We can never just, you know, be grateful to sleep in a bed that has a mattress and clean sheets.
In a manner.
We can't. However, I Dorinda needs to redecorate.
She does.
I almost, you know, dropped the F-bomb there, but she really needs to redecorate.
She does.
I don't know why her house looks the way it does.
That should be a Bravo show. Bravo, if you're watching, what you need to do is create a design show that flips housewives' homes.
Yes.
Because some of them have really bad taste.
She's at the top of the list. I love me some Erica Girardi, but that house needs some
bad
redecoration. Yeah. We could go on and on. The Jennifer from New York or New Jersey.
Okay. Lots of them.
Anyways, the women love the decor, but they are struggling with the rooms. They pin Luann in the fish room, which, I mean, I feel like every room is kind of undesirable looking to me, but the fish room is the worst. It does look like I don't know who decorated it. I don't know whose choice it was to have, like, plastic fishes on the wall. But when they're at dinner, Luann takes extreme offense to being assigned the fish room. Dorinda gets up to go to the restroom or something, and Luann is just throwing a hissy fit. She's not happy that Bethany got the nicest room. She's poking at that. She feels that if her and Dorinda are supposed to be, like, on this path of new friendship, she would give her the greatest room. I'm not a Luann. Like, I've never been a big Luann fan, but, like, this is just really hammering it home for me. It's
same.
Like, how pretentious and annoying can you be?
Like, Dorinda opened up her home to you. Like, if you don't like it, then go stay at a hotel.
Yeah.
Like, you have options. Like, you don't have to stay there.
No.
You don't have to stay with Dorinda. Like, Bethany always stays at a hotel. Like, that's the thing that just drives me, you know, crazy about Luann right now. She's just so entitled. And, like, look, I get it. You went through a lot. You're rebuilding yourself. But, like, Dorinda's reaching a big olive branch. Yeah. She's like a whole tree, not even a branch. She's just like,
she's getting you your yoga instructor. She will look into a masseuse for you. Like, she's doing the most.
She's doing the most. Like, you have to stay in one of her $500,000 rooms in her manor. Like, one of them isn't to your liking. Like, it's
yucky. And it makes me mad, because especially I feel like New York and Atlanta may be the worst when it comes to room assignments. Mm-hmm. It's just like, be grateful. Mm-hmm. Just be grateful you're on this trip. You're in a nice home. Just mm-hmm. be grateful. It's a house. Like, it drives me literally insane, like, how pretentious and snobby they could be about some of these things.
I mean, the fact that she even asked her for yoga and a masseuse, like, and the fact that Dorinda's trying to deliver on these things, like that shows you that, like, she's trying to make sure this is a great experience for you coming back into her home.
And to Dorinda's, to defend her, she thinks the shark room is a great room.
She sees
no issue with it, because it's her home and she loves it, and she feels like if she's opening it up to somebody, they would be appreciative of what she has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was upset that Luann was kind of like, Bethany doesn't deserve the nicest room. Yeah. I'm like, she's
in mourning.
Mourning and, like, grieving the loss of the love of her life. Like, what, you went back to rehab because you were getting drunk again and, like, you're having your cabaret like, you're not going through much. Like, you're happy, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And then she storms off. I mean, I don't, like, I don't feel for her. I
hope Dorinda does not budge.
I think, Tinsley budges for her, which, I don't know. But yeah, that was the gist of the episode. I mean, I did think this was the best episode of the season so far. It was.
I mean, it was a slow, gradual build this episode, but, like, once we got to the Berkshires, things kind of got better.
Yeah.
I agree.
So yeah, let's go ahead and jump into our news and gossip.
You know why it was good?
Why?
Because Barbara wasn't there.
That's exactly why. That is exactly right. Okay, well, first things first, I love me a good housewife crossover, and we got that earlier this week or last week. Ramona celebrating Melissa Gorga's 40th birthday in Jersey. They're also filming Real Housewives of New Jersey right now, so I thought it was great. Hopefully we'll get a Ramona cameo in the episode. I would love that.
Yes.
We did get a Ramona cameo on, I think it was two reunions ago, when
Ramona called
Melissa and interrupted the filming. I thought that was great. So I love it. I love the friendship. I think it's really cute. I think it's fun. I love Melissa's jumpsuit, the sparkly glitter jumpsuit.
Love it.
But on to, I guess, desperate news, it feels like. Tom is inserting himself back into the headline. Yes, Luann's Tom is getting back out there. Page Six revealed Tom has allegedly been mocking Luann by telling his pals he didn't realize I was marrying a Walgreens, referencing to the amount of pills Luann supposedly had around the house. He also said that he cheated on Luann because she cheated on him first.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think that's a reason to cheat on somebody if they cheated on you first. It's not an eye for an eye, but whatever.
I agree. It's not an eye for an eye, but it does kind of set the precedent of, like, well, you don't have respect for me, then I'm going to do this. And not that it's right, but I understand.
Well, do you actually think that it's true?
I mean, we've heard infidelity rumors about her forever.
Yeah.
Like, we've never known her to be a faithful woman, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I guess. I feel like it's a little bit thirsty and a little bit desperate to put himself out.
He's definitely thirsty to put himself back out there. I mean, obviously, he ran out of women to date in New York City, so he has to get himself back in the headlines somehow.
I love Ronnie's comment. Tom is slowly becoming the Spencer Pratt of the show.
Jeez. No, I don't think so. I like Spencer Pratt. Spencer Pratt is a great reality villain. Oh! Tom is just trash.
Oh, gosh. I hated Spencer.
Spencer Pratt was the Big Mac, and Tom was the McRib that we shuffle out every once in a while.
Oh, he ruined my girl's friendship. Oh, there we go. That's all we got for news and gossip. Let's go ahead and jump into some predictions.
Yeah.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. World
Action. I'm going to let you go ahead and go first.
My predictions are Barbara's going to come to the Berkshires, and it's just not going to be nice. Mm-hmm. She's going to make things messy. She's going to get in between Dorinda and Luann. She's going to feed into Luann's ego, because right now Luann is, like, very much on her high horse about the rooms and not having to sleep in the fish room. I'm curious to know where Barbara's going to end up sleeping.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think this is where we're going to start to see the beef between Bethany and Luann, because now mm-hmm. Bethany's going to find out that Luann has been speaking ill of her. And, like, again, she's grieving. Like, everybody has, like, a period of time where you just have to, like, let them be and
she's,
not...
She's grieving. Sorry, and I meant to say this earlier. She's grieving, but she also was there for Luann when Luann was at her lowest. So for you to be talking badly about someone that, like, literally lifted you up and got you the help that you needed... Like,
and she's still by her side, even though she just weeks ago lost the love of her life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is the episode, next week is the episode where we see that crack in the Luann and Bethany
friendship relationship.
Yeah. I don't know what triggers Sonia, but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing why she breaks down.
You don't touch the Morgan letters.
Like, I am here for it. I love a hysterical Sonia. I love a hysterical almost anybody, but Sonia in particular. And I think Luann and Dorinda's relationship, although I think Luann was totally out of place for being upset about the room, I think it will kind of make a shift in the right direction next week. I'm hoping. I think Dorinda's a lot more level-headed with it, mm-hmm. so I think maybe that might be the cause of it. I think it'll be awesome. I think everything in the Berserkshires is always amazing, so I'm definitely looking forward to some naked butts and some crying. I know, it did look a little bit hairy.
The naked bartender did not. Like, it sounded way great when they were talking about it, much greater when they were talking about it, and then you see him and you're like,
Is that a butt I want to see?
No, you don't want that hair in your food. In your drink.
I love it. I am so happy you were here tonight. Love the energy. Missed you so much. Guys, thanks for being so active in the chat. I really appreciate it. That concludes our show. That concludes our after show. You can catch me on social media at @C_S_Jones on Instagram and online at ChelseaStarkJones.com. And you can catch my boy Zach Peters where?
You can follow me at Just Plain Zach everywhere, all over the internet.
Yes, and tune into It's Bravo Bitch because I'm sure it's fabulous. Sundays at what time?
7.
Sundays at 7. Awesome, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. I'll be back next week. Maybe Zach will be back. I don't know. But Leanne will be here. And we'll be getting this Housewives show on the road. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.